itself. You know, Ajahn Amaro described Ajahn Chah's teaching as having two things that he spoke about more than any other, and those are patient endurance and an emphasis on personal experience. And I think that emphasis on personal experience holds throughout the Thai forest tradition. There certainly are teachings, and there are teachings that we hear repeatedly again and again. And yet, which of those teachings works for us? That's for us to find out and to see for ourselves and to experiment with and ultimately realize. And there's no way around learning to trust oneself. And obviously learning to trust the teachings and the practices and these methods. And one thing that I found to be a great solace, a great comfort again and again to contemplate and to remember is those that have gone before me, which is really why I ended up ordaining in the first place. You know, when I was a kid, I never wanted to be a monk. It wasn't on my radar. And I did start meditating at some point in college, but even still, it was never like, yeah, then I'm going to go be a monk. But traveling in Thailand and meeting different teachers and getting a hit of like, oh, wow, I didn't realize this was possible. And these people that I met, teachers that I met, it was through being Buddhist monks that they came to this peace, this wisdom. And I hope and I assume it's true for most of us here. We've had the opportunity to come across teachers, whether here or at other monasteries. Lumpur Liam, Lumpur Samedo, Ajahn Jundi, Champasano, Ajahn Sujito, you know, there's a whole long list of heavy hitters. And in my experience, and I assume with yours, when we meet them, we get a taste of or a hit of what's possible with this practice. We see a little, hopefully, of what we're seeking, what we want. And there's no great secret. It's through these monasteries and it's through these teachers and teachings and practices, that's how they got that. And in my experience, the encouragement from all of them is always, and so can you, and so should you, you know, if you like. Ajahn Mahabua would say, one's attitude toward the practice should be, if he can do it, I can do it. And that's for everyone here without exception. I think a lot of us have this view of like, well, you know, they can do it. And it's true that they are ultimately that. You know, like Lumpur Samedo says over and over again, you know, you are the awareness. All of us are the awareness. And I think for a lot of us, it can be like, yeah, you're the awareness, but I'm not sure if I'm the awareness. Or you can realize this, but for myself, I am somehow especially, whatever you want to call it, faulted, inept, bad. But that's all just rubbish. That's all just a story. And really, if we're going to trust anybody about who and what we truly are, I personally have my faith in these teachers. And it's also there, if you like, in the present to look and to be observed and experienced for oneself. But none of these teachings and none of these practices are rocket science or unattainable or unrealizable or unpracticable. They're all very doable. The breath is right there. The awareness is right there. They're always right there. The body's right there. One can pick up these teachings, pick up these practices, and put them to work. That's what they're for. They're there for the taking. And these fruits of peace and well-being and ease are available. And it's what we all want. It's what we're all seeking, all longing for. And what the Buddha has laid out for us is a very clear path on how to get there, which is essentially how to get back there, back to ourselves, back to where we already are. And it's through sila and these precepts, it's through the cultivation of skillful qualities, skillful mental states, loving kindness, forgiveness, compassion, patience, faith. It's through simply knowing the breath, staying with the breath, staying with the body, through resting in awareness, trusting in awareness, coming back again and again to the present moment. So many of these practices are about the same stuff, the same things, again and again. just building up strength, skill in these practices and sticking with it. You know, Aditana Bharami, determination, resolution, and Kanti, patience, because it does take time. I think that's the thing. It is there for the taking. It's there for anyone interested. But in my experience, it does take time. And I think, you know, Ajahn Sujito, when he was last at Temple Monastery, when we paid respects and asked forgiveness, said, okay, give it 40 years. I think that sounds about right. I hope that would be outstanding. But it's a nice way to frame it. It's not, okay, it'll take forever. It's never going to happen. It's going to take a long time, but it's doable.